I have an email. Actually, it's not an email. It was a comment that I saw on yesterday's YouTube video from Jackie Gillies. I hope I'm saying that right. And she wanted to offer her MyPillow testimony. She said, I got the towels, opened them up, and thought, okay, they're soft, but then I washed them. And OMG, so soft. And now after 20 plus washes, they keep getting softer and fluffier. They are worth every penny. They're going to be my presents for everyone.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, those are the best presents.
There's nothing better than MyPillow towels. Literally my favorite, favorite product.
They're amazing. They are so amazing.
And by the way, did you hear about, because I know you love Minnetonka. Did you hear that they apologized for their moccasins?
No.
Stop buying Minnetonka, everybody, because they actually, after all this time, are apologizing to Native Americans for benefiting from Native-inspired designs and selling moccasins. So just, if you want moccasins, you get them from MyPillow. They have amazing moccasins.
In the heck?
Can you even?
That is ridiculous. Oh my God. I mean, I have like three pairs of Minnetonkas, and then I also have like, you know, listen, I also have the MyPillow moccasins as well. This is before I knew about
MyPillow
moccasins. Yeah. And I will tell you, the MyPillow moccasins are better.
They're such good quality. Right. And now that like Minnetonka is getting all woke, screw them. That's ridiculous. Anyway, you can use our code CHICKS to get a humongous discount on the moccasins, on the towels. And right now that code works to get you buy one, get one on all of their sheets. So do not miss out. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code.
When I get my travel pillows, I'll show everybody my cute little travel pillows.
Yes.
I think they must be that time this week. Yeah. But our mail sucks here. Our mail is terrible.
Before I get to Demi and the Sack Attack and Joe Rogan, I wanted to tell you that we got a gift. We got a gift. The accompanying letter says, hello, chicks. Thank you for always making my day. I'm sending you some Christmas ornaments that my stepmom makes because bitches be celebrating Christmas. I love her.
Oh, my God. I love her people.
She says, love y'all, Prudence Nicholson. And she said, P.S. I've had my MyPillow pillows for years, but got the moccasins using code CHICKS and towels are next.
Oh my God.
So
that.
She sent these little ornaments. One says, I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5 foot pole because of social distancing. And the other one is stink, stank, stunk 2020.
I love it. I love it. I am all about the ornaments, you guys. I am all about Christmas. I think, you know, if you've been here for like 5 minutes, you know how much I love Christmas. Oh my God. I love
Christmas. Bitches be celebrating.
Yeah, we'd be up in here. We'd be celebrating.
That cracked me up so much. Oh, also, two notes about two of our dear insiders on Facebook. First of all, Shelly is having surgery tomorrow on her thumb. So best wishes to Shelly. And then happy birthday to Eva tomorrow also. So that those are shout outs for our insiders. Okay. We've been trying to talk about Demi Lovato saying that the word alien is mean to aliens. And I'm talking like the outer space aliens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
she's very worried.
She would know because she is an alien. Right.
So, and you're going to see that. So she's got this new show or whatever where she's like looking for aliens. And so she's telling everybody, stop saying that word because it's derogatory to aliens. Instead, use extraterrestrial because then that makes them feel better.
Does she ask them? Does she know?
She knows. That's what I'm going to show you. She was on with Kelly Clarkson to talk about her time away in space.
Okay. So. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm showing this on my phone because I forgot until the last minute that I had it. Okay, here we go.
My room, and there was like three beings, and then they were like, do you want to see your planet? And I was like, oh, sorry.
Sorry. You were like, hell
I
yeah.
was like, hell yeah, let's go. So I like whooshed out of my room and was like hovering over the planet, and then all of a sudden they're like, you want to see our planet? And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Then I whooshed to this like pink and purple planet that I've never seen, but
I just can't.
Okay, wait. So she's detailing a dream that she had about whooshing.
Right.
To a pink and purple planet. And so that makes her somehow an expert on extraterrestrial life. Like that.
That is correct.
She should work at NASA.
She's basically an astronaut.
She really is. Yeah, she really is.
I think that's what's called drugs.
Oh. We should use it as a PSA for our children and be like, this is what happens to you, especially to my daughter. I'll be like, this is what happens to you when you combine drugs and feminism.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens. Exhibit A. Exhibit Demi. Yeah.
Exhibit cautionary tale. Don't do this.
Don't do it.
Okay, so let me get the sack attacks out of the way, because I know that's everybody's least favorite part. It's definitely mine. But thankfully, these are short. So yesterday, of course, Joe Biden announced that there's going to be this big agreement between USPS, UPS, FedEx, Walmart, Target, a bunch of other companies, that they're somehow going to just magically materialize workers,
right?
Even though there's a huge shortage of them. And then those workers are going to work 24/7 to fix the supply chain issues. Yay!
Oh, God, so great. It's so great.
So I have two clips. I don't remember which one is which. So we're just going to like just take a chance that one of them is about how, well, the question was, can you guarantee Americans that they're going to get their Christmas presents in time for Christmas? And Saki basically said, it's not like we're the post office.
Who's gonna tell her?
I'm
like, I'll tell her. You want me to tell her? I'm happy to tell her. Oh my God.
And I'm like, yes, you are. The post office is in fact a federal agency.
It really is. So it is. And it's no wonder they're so freaking slow. I get mail that literally is 2 months old at my place.
Oh my God.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Yeah. Like, I can't pay this bill now. It's shut down. Okay.
And then the other clip, and they're both very quick, I promise. The other clip is of her talking about how gas prices are only affecting some parts of the country, even though that is blatantly false.
Yeah.
If you are a person inside of the United States, your gas prices have skyrocketed. So that's a big fat lie. Would you like to hear?
Love to hear it. I can't.
I don't know which one is first. Again, we're just going to play them both.
Here we go.
And we should talk about those, the American people are, of course, impacted by rising prices of gas in some parts of the country, not all.
No, that's false.
I love how she's just like, oh my God, I don't want to answer this at all. She just keeps flipping through all of her crap. How do I answer this? How do I lie about this one? That's how she does it.
And I'm almost positive, because there is not an answer anymore that she gives in which she does not use the word range. It's in every single answer.
And now I hear it.
I knew you would.
You pointed it out like 2 weeks ago. And now every time I listen to her, I'm like, oh, I hear it. I hear the word range.
Constant. It's constant. Mm-hmm. All right. So here is the other clip.
Being announced today.
Yeah.
Can this administration guarantee that holiday packages will arrive on time?
We are not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee.
Oh, I thought she was going to say range there, but I promised you they were short.
Right. She didn't say range. She didn't have like nearly enough time. It's usually within every 30-second spot that she says for range.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys, you'll start hearing it too now that you know we've said it. Listen, we need to tell you about Genucel skincare, because it's amazing. And right now, they continue to have 50% off of all of their packages, you guys.
50
Or more. Some of the packages are even more. And so all you have to do is go to our special link, lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/ And I understand that they may have some new products coming around the bend that we'll be talking about shortly. But if you haven't tried any of their products, think about doing a package where you just get like all the good stuff put together in one package for you. And there's a few different kinds that you can choose from. You can see those at lovegenucel.com/ Do that today.
Oh,
Jessie says that she loves your shirt and she needs one.
Oh, thank you. You can get one. You can get them online. You can actually get them. If you can't go to the silos, you can get them online. So I think it's like, magnolia.com. Look at me. They should give me some sort of a percentage for that.
Yeah, they should.
Right.
Hello.
Or at least a discount.
Also, can I just mention quickly before we get to Joe Rogan, which you guys, do you have coffee? Does everybody have coffee?
Yes. Everybody needs their coffee. They need to fill, like, make sure you have like a nice big chunk of coffee, because she's got a couple videos that are like 2 minutes long today.
And you will be like on the edge of your seat the entire time for both of them. I promise. Right. It's like one of the best interviews he's ever done. But before I get to that, remember that guy that I show you on TikTok sometimes called Andrewski, the guy with the amazing chompers?
Yes.
So I'm not going to play it because it's too long and it's not that funny, but I just wanted to pass along a phrase to you that I thought you might enjoy as much as I do. Because you know how I love like silly phrases.
So
you know how when you eavesdrop on a conversation?
Yes.
So instead of saying eavesdrop, you know what he says? What? He says he's dropping hella eaves.
Are you going to do that? You're going to start saying that? She's going to start saying that, you guys. She's going to do it.
So it's like my favorite.
The next 9 months, she's going to say it constantly. Like, as she's going to actually eavesdrop on people just so she can say, drop
it. I am. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to try to be caught so that they'll be like, what are you doing? And I will say, I'm dropping hella eaves. Anyway, I just thought people might want that for themselves.
So. I think, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling, 50... Two. Right.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. Nothing. You're very hip and cool. I love you. Very hip.
Very hip and cool.
You're the hippest person I know.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I tried to keep up on the talks with those whippersnappers.
Those kids. Yeah.
Okay. So Joe Rogan had on his show Sanjay Gupta, who is the CNN, like, Fauci, right? Like, he's the CNN's own little personal Fauci.
Right.
And it was an amazing... Joe Rogan is a tremendous interviewer. There's no question about it. And he made Sanjay Gupta so deliciously uncomfortable at least two times, and perhaps more, because I haven't listened to this whole podcast. I've seen these two clips, and I was riveted the entire time. So the first one that you're going to see, and I'll begin, is where he's trying to challenge Dr. Gupta on this idea of forcing young kids who are at very low risk of COVID to get vaccinated. And the way that he pushes him is absolutely glorious. Here we go.
Don't you think that even with a breakthrough infection, untreated, you're probably more vulnerable than the average child who is not vaccinated, who gets COVID? Like, people have died who are double vaccinated. In fact, there was a guy who just won an Emmy who's
I saw that.
Yeah. The odds of that happening to a healthy child are very, very low.
Very low.
But that guy is probably your age. How old are you?
I'm 51.
Yeah, he's about your age. Theoretically, you would be more vulnerable than a young child would be. You vaccinated would be more vulnerable of a breakthrough infection than a young child would be, statistically speaking, right? But you're not worried about catching it. You're not worried about catching it because you've been vaccinated and you think it imparts a certain amount of protection. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying to you is, I think that not worry is the same feeling that a lot of people have about their children. They're not worried about their healthy children catching it for the same reason you're not worried about catching it being vaccinated. That if treated correctly, they think that the child probably has a better chance even than you do because you're 51 years old.
I mean, they're both
seems reasonable, right?
Well, I think it's, I know the story but about you, this 53 year old.
You see
guy.
What I'm saying? Like, with your attitude that you're not worried about catching it because you've been vaccinated and you're a healthy guy. That is the exact same feeling that people have about vaccinating their children. If they have healthy children and they know that statistically speaking, there's so few children that have died from COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there are. It's like, I think 500 or so children.
Out of millions and millions and millions of kids.
That probably have been exposed.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's again, part of it is not defining this in terms of life and death.
Understand my point?
Well, are you suggesting I get boosted?
I'm not saying that. What I'm
saying
is your attitude about not being concerned because you have antibodies and you think you would get through it even if you had a breakthrough infection. That is the exact same attitude that a lot of young people have, where they don't want to get a shot because they're worried about the consequences, even though they're incredibly small.
Consequences of the vaccine.
Incredibly small. But the VAERS report, they do have deaths.
I mean, was that the greatest?
That really was the greatest. He didn't, and then he was like not even understanding what he was saying. It's like he couldn't even get into his headspace. All of us understood what he was saying. And Gupta was like, what are you suggesting, that I get a booster? Do you have a freaking medical degree? Like, how did you get it from like the upstairs college of medicine? Like, where did you get it? Oh my God, these people claim to be so smart, and yet when you ask them simple questions, they can't answer them.
Because they're so blinded by their own power over us, right? Like he can't imagine that a feeling that he has of feeling confident that he's going to be okay is something that we peasants can also have.
Exactly.
On behalf of our kids.
Yeah, and that we can make decisions for our own children. Oh, the thought of that. Oh my gosh.
Right? Yeah. And there's more. So then, as you know, Joe Rogan took ivermectin. He took like a whole cocktail of stuff when he had COVID. He was sick for like a day. It was fine. But the people on CNN completely made fun of him and every other American who took ivermectin at the advice of their doctors to treat COVID. And so he, and of course, CNN is Sanjay's channel, right? And so Joe pushes him so hard on whether or not he pushed back against his own station. Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much. And so that is this next clip that you're about to see. Let me get my screen shared again. And again, this is just, you can see how uncomfortable Sanjay is. It's my favorite thing ever. All right, here we go.
Horse dewormer's not a flattering thing. I get
it's a lie. It's a lie on a news network. It's a lie that's a willing... That's a lie that they're conscious of. This is not a mistake.
Yeah.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
Well, the FDA put this thing out. You saw that. Did you see that thing that the FDA put out?
What did the FDA put out?
It was a tweet, and it was snarky. I admit it. They said, you are not a horse. You are not a cow. Stop taking this stuff, or something like that.
Why would you say that when you're talking about a drug that's been given out to billions and billions of people? Drug that was responsible for one of the inventors of it making
Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Prize in 2015.
A drug
that has been shown to stop viral replication in vitro. You know that, right? Why would they lie and say that's horse dewormer? I can afford people medicine, motherfucker. This is ridiculous. It's a lie.
I don't think anyone is. Don't
you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying? You know that they know that I took medicine. Like, here it is. This is ivermectin.
You got
this
it with
right
you.
Here. Somebody gave it to me.
All right, hang on. The thing is, we're like going so fast. Like, I feel like I'm missing. Oh,
you think
I want to ask for the doctor?
Your news network lied.
Well, I don't.
Dude,
I mean, what did they say?
They lied and they said I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah.
Along
they
with
shouldn't have said
a
it was
bunch
horse.
Of if, other if medications.
Was, if you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, and you're not, obviously. You got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication for parasitic disease. And as you say, I think what, 250 million people have taken it around the world.
More,
I get that.
Way more.
So
way more. Billions of people have taken it.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about? Two things on the ledger.
Before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied?
Well,
just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before.
But they
coming
did it
the
with such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
They did. I watched.
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah.
I love that.
That was the greatest. I think that's the greatest clip we've ever played. Like the greatest. So, yeah, this is the thing. So why didn't you push back, Sanjay? Oh, that's right. Because you're a big, fat wuss. That's why.
And if they lie about that, what else do they lie about?
What else are they lying about? And people are in the audience going, oh, yeah, CNN. They're telling. I mean, seriously, like, you guys, we're going to talk about Loudoun County, all the stuff that's going on in Loudoun County next week in our deep dive, because we can't even get to all the lies in the 35 minutes that we do this podcast every single morning. So we're going to dedicate a whole entire podcast to it. Talk about lies and talk about people on networks perpetuating lies. They are liars.
It's just incredible. And then, like, Brian Stelter is like, I don't understand why there's no trust in us. I don't understand it. What's going on? Let me yell at Tucker. I mean, what the hell?
Right. It's like, listen, I was watching the other night. Of course, I flipped. This is what I do. I flipped it to MSNBC. Rachel Maddow is still talking about the elections and how they're doing audits. I was like, first of all, this is boring. Like, I don't know how anybody's watching this garbage. If anybody ever watched MSNBC, I don't know how they're watching it now. I mean, I don't know what her ratings are, but they've got to be tanking like crazy. I can't imagine anybody watching her garbage show. But that is what she's talking about. She's still talking about elections and audits and how we're trying to steal we're trying to do stuff with elections because of all this audit stuff. And I'm just like, I turned it. I'm like, do you see what's going on around you? I mean, like, there's so much news and so much stuff going on around, and these people will not, they just are, it's like they are, they cannot report it.
And then what the hell, Katie Couric? Katie Couric just like openly admits in her book that she covered for RBG.
Right.
And like Ruth Bader Ginsburg criticized Colin Kaepernick in a way that Katie Couric was uncomfortable with. So she edited it out of the interview.
Yeah, she didn't cover for her. She changed it because she said, I need to protect her in some way. You don't need to protect RBG.
That's not journalism.
Right. It's not journalism at all. That's propaganda. That's lying. That's taking somebody's words and manipulating them for your own gain, for your agenda. That, like, I can't believe that woman hasn't, it's unbelievable. Like, it's unbelievable.
Like, what is her point in saying, hey, guess what? I'm an awful person and a terrible journalist. Buy my book.
Right.
Why? Like, that's the weirdest flex ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is what's happening. And you know what? I guarantee you there are people on the left that are like, oh, that was great. It's great that she did that, because RBG didn't mean that. She was old.
She just was too old to understand what she was saying. So right. I helped her out.
She's too old. She doesn't understand how to be woke.
Exactly.
So we'll make her woke after she's dead. You know, Christine, thank you very much.
Christine says, thank you for keeping us up to date without having to filter through the, you know, have some donuts. I don't have any donuts today. Oh, I would love donuts.
You need some donuts, Mom.
I so do.
That's like, you know, it's funny. That's the only thing that we have in this town. We have like a Family Dollar and a donut shop.
Well, then you're set.
I'm totally set for life. Yeah.
That's really all you need.
All right.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. Yeah. Remember yesterday when I was saying how it's expected that our heating bills are going to go up this winter?
Yeah.
The AP reported literally the same afternoon, yesterday afternoon, I saw a tweet from the AP that said they're going up 54% from last year.
5-4.
Yeah.
Holy. Oh my God. Listen,
I mean,
listen, people will be homeless.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. You're going to see, oh my God, that's crazy. Like that is, first of all, that's insane. I mean, you add that on top of everything else that has gone up, gas, food, everything, housing, everything has gone up. We're going to see so many people that are down and out because of this administration, as a direct result of Biden, who got up on a podium and said, I'm going to make your life better. Really?
Oh yeah. He's going to build it back better.
He's going to build it back better. Mm-hmm. No, you're not doing that at all. You're a big fat. Oh, surprise. He's a big fat liar. Surprise. Yeah.
Surprise. Well, and then part of his thing yesterday too, just announcing all of these supply chain, like, mysterious agreements that I don't know how they're going to work. One of the other things that he said is that he is prepared to call out private companies who don't, how did he put it? Who don't step it up, or who don't, like, he didn't say do their fair share, but private companies who don't step up to help the, in the supply chain crisis, he's going to call them out. And I'm like, you're the reason that they are, like, completely crippled right now.
Right.
You shut them down. You tell them that they have to fire people who aren't vaccinated. Right. And now they're short staffed. And then you're telling them you're going to call them out for right. not doing better.
I mean, everybody knows that, right? Everybody knows that the government is the reason that we're in the situation that we're in now. And for him to, it's like, for him to get up on a stage and say, now you're bad, now fix it. It's like, dude, you caused this mess.
Right.
You did this. Screw you.
I just, wow.
And then on top of that, he's got all these mandates where people are, I mean, it's on top of everything from a year and a half ago, like everything was shut down and like, mm-hmm. it's like, and they perpetuated that and then they wanted it. And it's like, they still are like, oh my God, things like everybody should be doing this. Everybody should, we should control your lives. We should control. No, you shouldn't be doing that. And then now it's like with all these mandates and stuff, it's like people are, we're going to see a mass exodus of people. Like, it's even going to get worse over the next several months. People are going to be walking out of jobs. If I'm assuming that the mandates will hold, it's not like they're going to, it's not like he's going to get up on a stage and go, I was kidding.
Right.
I was kidding about the mandates. I mean, they're going to hold. We're going to see people walk out of the military, our nurses, doctors, firefighters, all these police people are going to leave in droves. And then what? Then what do we do?
Well, then he's just going to call them out. He's going to call them out.
Yeah, like you did Corn Pop. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in. We hope you have the best Thursday ever. You guys, best Thursday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
American veterans jumped into action to save American citizens and our Afghan allies. But do you know why they did it? On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll be joined by retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann of the Pineapple Express to discuss the loyalty of our veterans and how the collapse of Afghanistan is impacting them. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.